The 109th running of the Indianapolis 500 is today in Indianapolis, and joining us is the Executive Vice President, General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, Chris Blair, joining us. How are you, Chris?
Well, good, Tom, and guess what?
What?
It's sprinkling in Indianapolis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems like every time I call you from a racetrack anymore, from Daytona, Indianapolis, whatever, it's usually sprinkling when I talk to you.
Our producer,
it looks like it's going to blow over.
Our producer, Drew Young, just asked me, what's the weather there? And I looked earlier, I said, 60s and cloudy, not raining, I don't think. But now Chris telling us it's sprinkling a little bit. I guarantee you that won't slow down the party. I've been there for rain before. I was there the year that was 97. When they got rained out twice, and they ran the thing on Tuesday, and I went to all 3 days.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. I've been coming here for years, and I've never seen an Indianapolis 500 like this one. I mean, it's comparable to the 100th running. I mean, the place is sold out. There are people crammed everywhere. It's amazing. It's simply amazing. So it's got me really excited, hoping this wave of enthusiasm for IndyCar racing continues for at least another 3 weeks, because I'd love to have just a tenth of this crowd here in St. Louis. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you would. 350,000 anticipated at the racetrack today. And at your track on June 15th, Father's Day, you've been moved to a night race. When I heard that, I said, oh, Chris Blair's a happy man, and you're not the only one. That's big time. You get on the big Fox network, and you get a night race at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm feeling pretty happy. We're bumping Bart Simpson and Stewie Griffin for Pat O'Ward and Alex Palou that day. So that's a great one for us. And a lot of people just didn't really know what to expect about that. And I said, you know, this is for us. Sunday night prime time. It's never been done before, and we love being the ones that try new and crazy things. So, I mean, this could be the start of something. As I was telling some folks the other day, I'm sure that when the NFL fans saw that schedule back in 1970, that there was going to be a Monday night game in Cleveland, they were probably shaking their heads wondering what was going on. This might be one of those moments for us. You know, it could be the start of Sunday night IndyCar for quite a while. We're pretty excited about that. It's
yeah,
great.
All for it. June 15th, Worldwide Technology Raceway, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. The defending champion is Joseph Newgarden. In fact, he's won at your track 5 times. He's also the defending champion of the Indy 500. He's trying to win 3 in a row. Chris, it's going to be difficult. He starts from the 32nd spot, getting bumped back after the penalty to Team Penske. But I've got to say, he's got a great car, and he'll be up for the challenge if anybody is, he is.
Well, I tell you what, we were watching him in practice the other day, and it was hard not to watch him. He was absolutely incredible, either on the solo runs or when he was out there running with the pack. He's the fastest guy on the track, and I think he's extra motivated. His pit crew won the pit crew contest on Friday, so they're motivated. So they're going to make sure they're getting him on and off pit road, which is key here. And he's going to be going wide open to the front. I think before the halfway point of the race, he's going to be a factor in who's up front.
He is your defending champion. He loves your track. And I think that, you know, they're two totally different, for those not as familiar with IndyCar racing or motorsports in general, two totally different experiences. You have a long, long endurance race going on in Indianapolis, basically, with a lot of laps and a lot of distance. At your track, it is a balance between you have to be a great driver and you have to prep. And I think the drivers have had and have learned to have fun at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Tight turns 1 and 2, a little more flat and open in turns 3 and 4, Chris.
Yeah, you know, I always like to say ours is the closest thing these guys are going to get to going back to the roots of sprint car racing, because, you know, it's a quick racetrack, short track, no two turns are the same. You have to be aggressive. You have to be hammered down the whole time. So it's really a sprint to the finish, where this is more of an endurance run. And that just means there's going to be a lot of action. Last year, there's 676 passes, 22 lead changes among 11 different drivers. You just don't get that anywhere else. So that's why everybody loves it. It's just a fun race to watch, and it's a fun race to be a part of.
I love that these two races, the Indianapolis 500 and the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, are just weeks from each other, right on top of each other. The fans can make plans, and they will. I assure you of that. From Indiana, we'll come over and attend your race. And I know that you've made it enticing for St. Louis fans, both sports and music fans, to enjoy your race. You make it a weekend of activity, just like you do for NASCAR, Chris.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we really wanted to lean into this. We've seen such a huge response from the Confluence Music Festival that, you know, we partnered up with Discover Downstate Illinois Tourism. They're helping us out by bringing Soul Asylum, Cracker, and Sponge to the race weekend. So we've got that now going on. We've expanded out our campground. We've got concerts that will be taking place in the campground every night. Our goal is that when you go to Worldwide Technology Raceway, you're going to an event and a happening. And that's what our number one mission is. And we're seeing that works. People love it.
They do. Before we go, and I've partnered with you for a long time on this, since way before the pursuit of NASCAR Cup, but we have it. And now it's our fourth year. I got to get your thoughts on what the buzz is right now about Kyle Larson. What's the latest on Larson? Is he is attempting, and this rain doesn't help, attempting to run the Indianapolis 500 and then head over to the Coca-Cola 600 tonight in North Carolina.
It's a huge buzz here. I just saw Steve O'Donnell, the president of NASCAR. He was out here on the grid. He's going to watch Kyle race here, and then he's heading to Charlotte to watch him also. But it's got everybody's attention. You know, everybody wants to see what's going to happen. That's why as soon as these sprinkles started, everybody groaned, and that's the first thing everybody talked about was not if the race was going to be delayed. Everybody's talking about what's it going to do to Kyle. But I think he's going to be pumped up. We can get this thing in. He's going to be flat out all the way around on both. And it's just phenomenal to see that. I remember when Tony Stewart did it. I remember when Kurt Busch did it. It just really says something about the whole sport that you get, you know, people from both sides all cheering for one guy. You want to see him do good. So it adds that extra element to this race weekend, and we're all excited for it.
He is the greatest driver on the planet right now, and he's been such a big part of your race and has helped you market that race, the NASCAR race. And I think a lot of people in St. Louis will be pulling for Kyle Larson today to be there for both and have success. Who knows? I mean, who knows what he might be able to do? It's going to be a lot of fun. I love the Indianapolis 500 with all my heart. And Chris Blair, who is the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway, is there. I'm envious, and I can't wait to see you when you get back for your race on June 15th, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
All right, Tom, thanks. Let's just pray that the sun comes back out and this thing stays dry. We need a good race today.
All right, have a great time. We appreciate it. Say hi to everyone at Fox.
I sure will. Take care, Tom.
There is Chris Blair, the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Fox is going to have his race in 3 weeks on June 15th. It's going to be a night race in St. Louis, Madison, Illinois. It's going to be unbelievable. Love Indy 500. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to stay in Indianapolis. The radio voice of the Indiana Pacers is Mark Boyle. Once upon a time, he worked right here at KMOX. He is the longtime voice of the Pacers, and they have a huge game tonight. What a day in Indianapolis. You have the 500 and then the Pacers and Knicks, with the Pacers up 2-0. We'll be back right after this on KMOX.